tough loss last night. Man, obviously it was a lot of fun to watch. It was a great series, but you know, as a Thunder fan, I was really hoping they could pull it out last night.
So how do you feel this year versus last year in terms of what you can do?
Man, it's night and day compared to last year. You know, obviously last year at this point it was still, you know, really rehab focused. You know, it was about getting my knee to a place where I could go out there and practice and not have to think about it, not have to worry about it. Whereas, you know, this year it's really just more about building strength, you know, and then being able to get on the field and do everything, take part, you know, in the OTAs and the off-season program. You know, it's been nice from that standpoint, you know, to not have any physical limitations and to be able to get out there, you know, and get the reps that, you know, I just wasn't able to take last year.
How do you feel about the offense? This is the third week,
I guess,
How's the grasp of the offense coming along and, you know, your knowledge of the terminology and that sort of thing?
You know, it feels good. You know, obviously, you know, very similar to last year, you know, when you guys would talk and ask me that. It's just, I think the more you're out there, the more reps I get in it, the more comfortable I feel with it. You know, obviously, I think there are a lot more plays, a lot more concepts in right now compared to this time last year. You know, last year, you know, it was very repetitive in practice. You would see the same plays, so you'd get to run those plays multiple times. Whereas this year, you know, we've got a big playbook, and, you know, you might get one rep of a play, you know, that week, and that's it. So you've really got to learn from what you see on the tape.
A year ago, what were your physical limitations? I mean, I know what your injury was, but was there anything specific that you couldn't do that you can do this year?
Yeah, practice. Yeah, well, I mean, last year I wasn't really able to do anything, and so just being out there, going through the drills, being able to participate, you know, in the team drills. You know, it's something that I couldn't do last year.
Was there anything specific that you couldn't do that took longer than everything else in terms of your movement?
I think just getting just normal football moves. I mean, I couldn't do those. That's why I didn't practice last year. I'm not really following that.
Sam, how close is this offense to the one you had your rookie year?
There's definitely some similarities. Some of the terminology is the same because it is West Coast based. I think from what I've seen so far, we were probably in more two back, you know, 21 personnel than this offense will be. You know, I think this is, you know, West Coast based. It's still got some of those plays and personnel groupings, but I think it's almost morphed into a little more spread, you know, whether that be with 11, 12 personnel, 10 personnel. I think there's more of those concepts than probably what we ran my rookie year in St. Louis.
The momentum you built up the second half of last year, do you think you can still have and build on? You have some of the, obviously the same people, but a different offense. So
yeah.
Kind of how does that factor in?
You know, I think obviously some of the chemistry, you know, the relationships, you know, that I built last year, you know, we can build on that. You know, like you said, you know, it's a new offense, so the schemes, you know, they don't match up perfectly. They're not exactly the same. You know, I think there are some things that we do that are very similar. You know, I also think there's things that, you know, we were successful with that, you know, I've liked that, you know, can talk to Doug, try to get those in the offense, you know, so we can build and kind of take off where we left off last year.
In being under center and taking more five-step drops, seven-step drops, what does that do for you? How's that different for a quarterback?
Yeah. You know, it's different. Obviously, the footwork's different. The timing's a little bit different. The protection calls are a little bit different when you're under center. You know, but at the same time, I think, you know, you can get into more of some of the play action stuff. You know, it's a little bit more realistic when you are under center. I think some of those fakes are better. And then if you stay balanced with the run and the pass under center, you know, I think, you know, it just puts that slight second, you know, of hesitation in the defense. They're not exactly sure what you're doing because they've seen so many different looks from being under center.
How comfortable do you feel with the grasping this offense? I know you said you had part of St. Louis, but
you know, I feel really good with it. You know, I think, you know, unfortunately, I think this is like offense 5 or 6, you know. And so, you know, it's a process that I'm familiar with. It's something that I've done before. You know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, reps, but also just terminology, you know, learning to speak this language, learning to speak the same language as our coaches so that when we talk about it on film or when we talk about it on the field, you know, we're on the same page as far as what's being said and what we're seeing.
And you feel the grasp of it has been pretty good so far?
I do, yeah.
How much do you think that's held you back that you just haven't had the same offense, the same coordinator, same quarterbacks coach year in and year out?
You know, it's hard to say because I haven't had that, but you know, I think that stability, that's something that you really, you know, you look for. You know, I think when you are in the same system, you know, I can look back on my time in St. Louis and just, you know, the 3 years that I was with Shoddy, you know, when he was the offensive coordinator. By year three, you know, when you're going through this process, the off season, you know, you understand big picture what you're trying to do, so you can really concentrate on some of the smaller details, things that maybe you've learned through running those plays in game situations, things that you know need to be addressed when you see it on film, whereas, you know, the first time you go through it, you're really just trying to grasp the big picture and what's trying to be accomplished.
With less two back and more 11, 12 personnel, what does that do for the quarterback position? Is it more on your plate in terms of throwing? What's it do?
You know, it just depends. You know, I think, yeah, obviously there's probably more, you know, protection calls when you're going 6 and 5 man protection, making sure that you are picked up, as opposed to when you've got two backs in the backfield and you've got 7 guys in protection, there's really not a lot to worry about. But at the same time, when you play spread, you know, you can get into more combinations, you can get 5 guys out. So I'm not sure if there's really anything more on the quarterback. It's just a little bit different.
You have a good chance to get to know Chase and Carson now. What can you tell us about them? What's it like working with them? How do they come off you?
They're great dudes. I mean, we have a really good room. You know, having Chase in the room, I think for me and Carson both, has been great, just because, you know, he's been in this system for, what, 3? This is his 4th year in this system. And so, you know, he understands some of the smaller details like I was talking about. Like when we watch tape, he's able to point out things. Hey, you know, in the past, this plays look like this versus this coverage, or you can shortcut this read and get back here a little quicker versus this coverage. So, you know, I think having him in the room for me and Carson has been really good. And then obviously Carson, you know, he's been great. You know, he's a great kid. You know, he's really talented. You know, it's been fun working with him, trying to help him. You know, just trying to share bits of information that I've picked up along the way.
Sam, how would you assess, you know, how you practiced today, some of the throws you made and some of the decisions that you made?
You know, it was pretty good today. You know, like any practice, I think you step off the field and, you know, there's things that, you know, you did well, there's things you could have done better. You know, but after watching the tape, I felt like, you know, it was a good day, good building day.
Any one throw that you're pleased with, or, you know, anything stand out?
Not really. Not sure I get too high or low with one play right now.
Sam, you think back to Reich said that every day a player goes on a football field, he competes. Obviously, the quarterback position is a little bit different. How do you compete? You know what your status is here. You know who you are. How do you go out there and drive yourself to compete every day?
You know, just to get better every day. You know, I think that's all that you can worry about. I think that's all you can control is, you know, every day we step on that field, it's an opportunity for myself as a player to get better, you know, and to push myself to be better than I was the day before, you know, to learn from, you know, whatever mistakes I made from the day before, be better the next day. And I think if you have that mentality and you're constantly improving, you know, you can't be wrong.
If you think back to what...
There's a big benefit to having a coaching staff with former quarterback in Doug and Frank and also John. Have you noticed a difference with learning the offense that way?
Yeah, you know, I think it's been great. You know, I think I touched on that earlier this year, but, you know, having guys who have played the position at this level, it's hard to really put into words how much it helps as a quarterback, just because they understand it from a position. You know, it's one thing to look at it on paper and say, oh, I think the ball should have gone here, it should have gone there. But, you know, knowing that those guys have, you know, been in my position and they understand what it's like when you get the ball and how quick things happen, you know, just talking reads with them, talking footwork, you know, they've had some great tidbits of advice, things that they've learned along the way.
If you think back to 2010, what was a May and June like in terms of learning the NFL and immersing yourself in the locker room?
Whew. It's a long time ago. you know, I think if at that time, it's probably, it was all a blur. I mean, it seemed like it all happened so fast. I mean, you go through the draft process, you get drafted, you're in a new city, you know, you're trying to learn an offense, you're trying to get acclimated to the speed of the game. I mean, you're trying to figure out so many things that, you know, I look back at that time and it feels like, you know, it went like that. And it's all really kind of a blur.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.